Louisa Treger joins us by phone from London tonight. She's a classical violinist who has worked both as an orchestral player and a teacher. She subsequently earned her doctorate in literature, and it took her down a different path. She's here tonight to talk with us about her first novel. It is titled The Lodger. Louisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
The Lodger is an historical novel. It's based on the life of Dorothy Richardson. And before we talk about Dorothy Richardson, tell us the path that led you to discovering her.
I found her completely by accident. I was in the University of London Library researching Virginia Woolf, and I found a review by Virginia about one of Dorothy's books. It was the beginning of an enduring fascination with her. The more I learned about her, the more I became convinced that her story needed to be retold. So many years later, The Lodger was born.
It's always interesting to see how these things come to light. And if I understand correctly, The Lodger actually covers a certain period of time in Dorothy Richardson's life. So if you would, tell us who she was and who she is during the time that your novel covers.
Well, my novel opens when Dorothy is living in poverty in a seedy boarding house in an area of London called Bloomsbury, and she's working as secretary to a dentist struggling to make ends meet, when she receives an invitation from an old school friend of hers to go and stay with them in the country. The school friend has recently got married to a writer who's just hovering on the brink of fame, and his name is H.G. Wells. And Dorothy goes and actually finds herself increasingly attracted to Wells, despite her loyalty to her friend. My novel covers how she falls in love with Wells and they have an affair. And then Dorothy meets a new boarder, a woman called Veronica, who's a suffragette, and becomes very torn between Dorothy and Veronica. I don't want to say too much and spoil it, but in the end, she finds her voice as a writer.
One of the interesting things in your novel is the portrait that you paint of H.G. Wells. So tell us a little bit about him, a quirky fellow, I gather.
He was extremely quirky, very dynamic, full of ideas, very, very talented. He really loved women, and he felt unfulfilled by the physical side of his marriage. And so he and his wife had an arrangement whereby he was free to satisfy his physical desires with other people. I'm not sure how happy Jane, his wife, really was, but she put up with this state of affairs. And although Wells wasn't good looking, he was a short little man with a scraggy mustache, but he was irresistible to women. I think he made them feel that he was interested in their thoughts as well as their bodies. And actually, I developed a bit of a crush while I was writing about him.
You have mentioned Virginia Woolf, who was a contemporary of Dorothy Richardson's, yes?
That's right.
And I'm wondering if you know what their relationship was. Even though Dorothy dies in obscurity, she's really credited with inventing, if you will, a certain kind of writing, which I'd also like you to talk about.
Well, it was actually Virginia Woolf who credited her with inventing a new kind of sentence. And I've got what Virginia Woolf wrote in front of me, if I may read it, because I think it's rather a fabulous description.
Please do.
Thank you. She said, "Miss Dorothy Richardson has invented a sentence which we might call the psychological sentence of the feminine gender. It's of a more elastic fiber than the old, capable of stretching to the extreme, of suspending the frailest particles, of enveloping the vaguest shapes." And I think that's a very wonderful description of Dorothy's writing by Virginia. But actually elsewhere, Virginia was quite grudging in her praise of Dorothy. I think she felt threatened by her, quite honestly. And I think Dorothy was slightly envious of the recognition that Virginia got. So, that, you know, they were slightly wary of each other.
I would like for you to talk about the significance of the title of your novel, The Lodger.
Well, it's literally apt because Dorothy She was a lodger in a seedy boarding house at the time my novel was set. But I also like the title because it captures a certain anonymity, a sort of facelessness, and a transient, an absence of belonging. And I think all of those qualities are very appropriate to Dorothy, her trying and failing to fit into the female roles that were available to women at the beginning of the 20th century.
And do you have the sense that she's very much on her own also?
Yes, she sort of longed for close relationships and pushed them away at the same time.
Yes. You have a second novel coming out, yes, on a very different subject?
That's right. I'm close to completing it. And it's about a girl who was part of the Kinder Transport, which is the rescue mission in Austria and Germany, Czechoslovakia, just before the Second World War, that brought thousands of Jewish children to safety from the Nazis. They were brought to England. And then it's about how she struggles to adapt to life in England. She leaves her family behind. She's not sure what's going to happen to them.
I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for bringing Dorothy Richardson to life for us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
I've been talking with Louisa Traeger about her first novel. It's a work of historical fiction about the writer Dorothy Richardson. It is titled The Lodger. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.